I don't know why jazz suits. Is it the way that all the grooves slide from the speakers into my ears?
Yeah.
Through Miles Davis' horn, I be hearing years of frustration, starvation, aggravation, irritation, alienation, and slavery. It's amazing how you can get so much from out of one note.
One note.
Maybe it's because the club was full of smoke. But I be getting the same when I'm not in the club. I be getting the same from a Coltrane dub of Love Supreme from the day way back, when making love was the only thing black on black. I hear heartache and uprise, downfall, drinking scotch and soda with my man Cannonball.
Adelie.
As the mad glads and glooms, as Dizzy's diamonds explode and fill the room. You know what? I'd even give up my girl for just one night in Charlie Parker's world. It's a birth thing, ask my man Ming. As he strings on the strung and strung's on the string. Things ain't what they used to be. Sometimes I think of back in 63 when all the halls were full with jazz, reminding us of that soulful past. Yeah, like horns of Branford, sons of Sanford, hills of ill in the land of the chill. Horns of Branford, sons of Sanford, hills of ill in the land of the chill. Horns of Branford, sons of Sanford, hills of ill in the land of the chill. Ode to new life, a blast from the past. Take into consideration the swinging sounds of jazz, the scats, the riffs, the many, many styles, from train to bird to monk to miles. The ones I find dwelling most in my mind are the ones with the hip and social real rhyme. They be talking over beats like a drum to a clap, and lyrics for the conscious. Today we call that stuff rap, a language spoken in symbolic fashion. Black power, you dig, nature of compassion, articulate in matters with dead poets mentality. Vivid crucial facts, black reality. They spoke of revolution, they spoke of waking up from this country's corruption before we're all taken up. There's no need for fancy names like Smooth Ice G Kane, cause all that shit turned to poetry plain. Cause fame wasn't the point, just lyrics, that's all. When I need cleansing, they're the ancestors I call. Sometimes I dream of living back then, just to be amongst Larry Neal, Clarence Major, and Bob Kaufman. And I would sit back and be very quiet while Dave Henderson recites the Harlem riots. Sisters with him to these wells and ills, I could go home with Carol Freeman or testify with Julie Fields. I thought, damn it, Sonny, it was kind of funny as I bumped into Nikki Giovanni as I sipped on my tea and honey. As we parlayed on the set, people gave her ovations. Some asked for autographs, while another gave a donation. Who, me? I only had 10, so I gave a 9. Along with some skin and said, thanks for a real groovy time. Yeah, we parted with a piece and I began to step. The crowd left in masses and no one caught wreck. Unlike today, amongst them, there was no violence. Just brothers and sisters leaving the joint in silence. For some strange reason, nowadays, I always lose a friend. I wish now was like it was back then.
Time keeps running.
Gregory Hines, Hilton C. Felton Jr., Barry White, Sammy Davis Jr., Nina Simone, Ephraim Woolfolk, Grover Washington Jr., Cannonball Adderley, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Diggable Planets, DJ Renegade, The Last Poets, Tony Blackman, Keita Betts, Bertel Knox, IllPoets.com, Saul Williams, Liberty, Steve Crockett, Penny Wren, Poem Seas, Queen Sheba, Rosemary Mealy, Suhair, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Basquiat, Dehaja Butler, Melvin Lindsay, Tobias Anthony August Felton.